السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. National anthem is a chant of nationalism that stirs the fire of modern ignorance. Recently, the Consul General of Afghanistan in Peshawar, Pakistan, and the Afghan diplomatic representative at an international conference in Iran refused to stand in respect for the national anthems of these two countries. Their bold actions were met with severe criticism and outrage from Pakistani and Iranian officials who viewed this act as a violation of diplomatic norms and international law. The media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Afghanistan, wholeheartedly commends their act of courage, as it embodies the true spirit of Islamic faith and resolve. In essence, the national anthem is nothing more than a chant glorifying nationalism, fanning the flames of modern ignorance and slavery. In today's world, the quote-unquote nation is seen as the ultimate source of authority, dictating what is right and wrong. National interests have replaced the concepts of quote-unquote halal and haram. National states now stand in the way of the unity of ummahs, serving as substitutes for the Islamic State, caliphate. National borders have been drawn as lines of division between the Islamic societies, while national flags wave as symbols of ignorance over the shattered body of the ummah. It is this very nationalism that has reduced the vital issues of the ummah, for example, the suffering of innocent civilians in Gaza, to mere domestic concerns of Palestine, emboldening the child killer quote-unquote Jewish entity and its global elites to commit genocide without fearing the consequences. Hence, national values are not only deconsecrated, but their refusal should never be seen as an insult. Tragically, in today's world, the ideas of nation-state and nationalism are worshipped as idols were worshipped. Sacrifices were made for them, and wars were fought in their defense. Thus, not only is it wrong to honor these contemporary quote-unquote idols, but it is also a duty to break and remove them from the face of the earth.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
Do you take idols as gods? Indeed, I see you and your people in clear error. Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 74. We Muslims are not opposed to international customs, but because these customs are contaminated by secular and anti-Islamic ideas, we cannot and will not follow them. We see the current international law as being born out of secular ideologies that oppose the very essence of Islam. Unfortunately, some Afghan representatives later apologized, stating that they did not mean to disrespect the national anthem of the host country. We draw your attention to this fact, that in this era where Islam is seen as a strange idea, you must not bow to the pressures of the world. Do not listen to those who, under the guise of quote-unquote maslaha, are willing to compromise Sharia. Islam, with all its nobility, demands that we stand unwavering on the side of truth, no matter the situation. In these trying times, when Islam is seen estranged, the call for patience, sabr, and endurance is more urgent than ever. In the face of the trials of the end times, a true believer holds firm to Islam as if he's gripping a burning coal, undeterred by any force, any political climate, any worldly interest, or any directive. It is an undeniable truth that the deeper you immerse yourself in the secular world order, the more your Islamic identity will be eroded until you are forced to retreat. This is why you must say no to the nation state and tear down national borders, because breaking idols has been the one of the main missions of this ummah. The Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, stood firm against the idols and ignorant beliefs of his time, never backing down. When the polytheist leaders of Quraysh pled with him to stop insulting their gods and to give up his mission, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, declared,
والله لو وضع الشمس في يميني والقمر في يساري على أن أترك هذا الأمر حتى يظهره الله أو أهلك فيه ما تركته.
By Allah, Even if they placed the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left, I would not abandon this mission until Allah makes this deen prevail or I die on this way. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Afghanistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.